You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm very excited to have my next guest with me. He's the director of the Project on Global Antisemitism and the U.S.-Israel Relationship for the Center for Security Policy, a senior analyst and director of this project. He also is the executive and founding member of Delphi Global Analysis Group, LLC, which specializes in geopolitical risk analysis and mitigation for infrastructure, high tech, defense, financial firms for the United States, Japan, and India, navigating in Israel. Prior to that, he was a senior advisor from 2003 to 2007 for U.S. Vice President Cheney on the Middle East, proliferation, and strategic affairs. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program David Wormser. David, welcome. Good to have you back. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I really appreciate being on.
Well, I wish we were again talking under a better covering than this, and we had some really good news like we used to have. I don't know, about 18 months ago, right? We were able to talk about the Abrahamic Accord and peace in the Middle East and all kinds of cool stuff, and all of that has been unwound under this Biden administration. He goes overseas most recently, and the press over there has a heyday with him and his, you know, just not being cognizant of what's even going on around him. They were like, whoa, this guy is really out to lunch. But the world is on fire. The Islamic State has moved from the Middle East to Nigeria and taken up camp over there. And they are selling the oil in Nigeria to fund terrorism. And now, of course, you've got the Taliban issue. I don't know where to begin, David, but I'm sure you've got some of this sorted out. Help me understand this insanity that we're looking at.
Well, first of all, in terms of sorting it out, whenever you get it sorted out, the next thing comes up. So it's bewildering, to say the least. Truly bewildering at this point. Look, they don't believe... First of all, America is weak right now because we act weak and we don't believe in ourselves. It's an extension of the internal assault on the United States. There's a progressive attack on who we are, and part of that is to shut us down internationally and to help our enemies. So what we're looking at right now, from China all the way to Nigeria, is a full retreat of American power, and it doesn't seem to bother them. There's a spin machine in the White House that sort of tries to define things in this bubble. Afghanistan was a great success and China is under control and the COVID is being dealt with, and you know, on and on and on and on. They even tried to say that the supply crisis shortage was a good thing because it showed Americans are getting back to work. So they live in a bubble, and the bubble is essentially being driven now by the progressives who really control the agenda, and it's to take down America. So everywhere you go, you see American allies under siege. Sudan, there's a coup by a general who's actually a fairly good guy, because there's some real danger emerging from the Muslim Brotherhood. And we come down on Sudan like a box of rocks and even tell the Israelis that they need to stop having peace and normalization with Sudan. Now we're beginning to go after Egypt for its human rights. Now, this is astonishing. This is a country, this is an administration that does not criticize Cuba, doesn't criticize Venezuela, doesn't criticize China for its treatment of Christians and Uyghurs and so forth, doesn't say a word about the Taliban's behavior in Afghanistan, the fall of Nigeria to potentially Islamist forces, and is trying to lift sanctions on Iran. So if you're our enemy, this administration seems to be indulgent. If you're our ally, especially if you're an ally that made peace with Israel, you're in the crosshairs right now.
it really opens up the door to what I can see as absolute destruction to our enemies. I mean, you mentioned about China. I was just had this last week, and by the way, I want to say congratulations to the producers and the director of Finding Courage, which is the story of a family, a Falun Gong family, that was severely persecuted by the Chinese government, and it tells the behind the scenes, David, of the atrocities of the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, what they're doing to Falun Gong, what they're doing to Uyghurs, what they're doing, what they've been doing to Christians, literally since the People's Revolution, and they are absolutely evil, and they kind of stand in the shadows to a degree, and are helping. They're helping Iran. They're helping the Muslim Brotherhood. They're helping the Islamic terrorists in Africa. They're in the background providing support, watching America be choked off, predicated, as you mentioned. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, Pastor, you got that exactly right. They're in the wings helping, and there's a payoff. Namely, they're helping Iran. They're helping Turkey in their Islamist agendas. They're helping the Taliban in Afghanistan, and the payback is that here you have ISIS and Taliban in Afghanistan praising China when China is committing this huge atrocity against these Uyghur Muslim populations. Mm-hmm. So Islam is suspended at that moment, and we're the enemy, as if we're doing something against Islam. So there's a payback that China's getting, but they're strategically moving in a very aggressive way everywhere. And we're just dropping the ball. And I really wonder, because the two last years of the Trump administration, there was a big shift. And we started mobilizing our structures, whether it's our military forces, our economy, all sorts of things to prepare for a downturn in American-Chinese relations. And what's happened to that, I don't know, but it terrifies me. We're more dependent on China now than we were a year ago. And we're less capable, I think, of defending ourselves from them.
It's really quite stunning when you think about it. And, of course, then you can bring it right back to the kitchen table, because these policies are what have created this absolutely horrific supply problem that we're having. A lot of the things that we most dramatically need in order to function in our economy are now produced in China. I mean, I've got friends that have been trying to, create America First type products and buy America First type products, and one piece of it, they'll order it, one piece of it, then they flip it over and they're like, holy crumb, here we go. So it was made in China. Some of the workmanship was done here in the United States, but the actual product itself was made in China.
Yeah, there's the supply chain crisis issue is huge. And what we're feeling right now, and I really impress this on people, what we're feeling right now is just a foretaste of what's to come. There's a much more dangerous, much more serious supply chain crisis emerging. I don't mean to plug myself. I just wrote a big article on this on the Center for Security Policy website. But when you look at raw materials, the critical raw materials, and rare earths, totally, but raw materials, it's stunning what's going on. 93% of our titanium, which is critical to our defense industry, is produced in China. 90%+ of vanadium, which is used in strengthening metals from cars to tank armor, and it's been used, it's not high tech, it's been around for 80, 90, 100 years, is produced in China. Lithium is coming from China, South Africa, and Russia. Phosphate. So, you're going to have this situation where we're going to have these wonderful cars with batteries. And all these people who buy those cars are going to be sitting in them without a battery that works because there's no phosphate or lithium to make the batteries. And then they can't even call their friends to complain about it because their phones won't have batteries. So, you know, we're pushing heavily toward a green revolution under this administration. But nobody has asked a very simple question. Where are you going to get the raw materials that make batteries? And the answer is China. So, you know, and then you turn around and you say, okay, well, can't we reopen our mines? There's phosphate in Europe. There's a huge mine in Norway. There's titanium in the United States.
We've got essential minerals right down here in Texas that they won't let us touch.
Well, that's it. And they won't let us touch. And not only that, the Obama administration did away with the National Bureau of Mines. Now, that was critical because they gave scholarships and support to universities for children, for kids who go and major in the sciences that pertain to sciences and engineering that pertain to mining. So we are losing not only the mines, we are losing the capability of mining. So it's a catastrophe. And this goes down and down and down. And, you know, there's no seriousness at all about dealing with this. And this administration, when they just put out this huge thing, let's go back a moment. Trump administration noticed this, and they 2 years ago did an executive order to examine this, and it was a five alarm fire,
right?
That they did, and they started working on it. But this administration took the same thing, redid it, and while they're also crying a five alarm fire, they balance it with a call for green technology.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back. David Wormser is our analyst, Center for Security Policy, back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world. Visit MyPillow.com.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right. Thank you so much for being here. I want to welcome all of our audience, of course, TECNTV.com. Great to be with all of you there on TECNTV.com. You can watch me live at TECNTV.com. We're there each and every day, and we hope that you will take the time to join us there. You can also watch us at the website at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We're getting articles up as well regarding things that we're talking about with you this morning, and you can get those articles directly posted into your inbox by signing up on our emails. Please support our sponsors as well. If you would be so kind, head over to a brand new sponsor, ALGmerch.com. ALGmerch.com, Americans for Limited Government. They've got a store up, a number of really beautiful art pieces, Save America from Communism. It's a gorgeous canvas piece. You can pick that up today. And support Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/chosen for a free activation. That's PatriotMobile.com/chosen, free activation. Or call them today at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Folks, it's time for us to start supporting conservative companies. AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, all those guys, look, they're all funding things. If you look at what they're funding stuff that we fundamentally as conservatives do not believe in, okay? Don't believe in. So start funding somebody that funds things that we do believe in. PatriotMobile.com. Switch over today. Affordable rates as well as
excellent coverage. They're on all the big towers. PatriotMobile.com/chosen. David Wormser is my guest, National Center for Public, he is Center for Security Policy. Thinking of a different organization. Center for Security Policy, brand new article up, by the way, The Crisis of Materials, Supply Chains, and Competitiveness. And you'll be able to find that article and get it dropped into your email box if you sign up for our emails. It'll arrive today. David, we were talking about this. Everything, you know, obviously, China is the golly, they're controlling the supply chain. Go ahead, please.
Well, yeah, they're controlling the supply chain and they're doing stuff to sabotage us. For example, if you look at the funding of green movements in Europe that are opposing new mines or any of those things, I bet you're going to find some Chinese funding and some Chinese sophisticated social media activity to try to swing people against new mines and stuff like that to make us much more dependent. Then you look at Taiwan. You know, Taiwan is itself an independence issue, a freedom issue, and so forth. But that said, I don't think a lot of people are aware how much of the world's computer chips come from Taiwan. It's an enormous amount. I don't remember if it's 40 or 50 or 60%, but it's in that range. So anything that happens with Taiwan can shut down the world. I mean, when you think that there's computer chips in your toothbrush and there's computer chips in your car and there's computer chips in your coffee maker, you realize how a supply chain shutdown of computer chips can affect us. COVID alone reduced the amount of computer chips, and look what's happening right now. If you go to any car dealer lot right now, they're at maybe 10-20% capacity in the amount of cars sitting out there. And that's an indication. So imagine for a moment if China blockaded Taiwan and 40% to 60% of the world's computer chips dry up. There's a 2-week pipeline, which means in 2 weeks the West shuts down. And China knows this. So they don't even need Taiwan to be conquered militarily, physically. They're just going to blockade them, shut us down.
Right.
And then you can see Bill Gates and Twitter and everybody else, as well as all our 18 to 20-year-olds who want to have social media, screaming and yelling, just give in, just give in. We need our phones. We need our chips. We need everything. So paying attention to how much we've punted to China, our very lifestyle, our very standard of living.
Well, and the CCP are behind much of the vaccine push that we're experiencing here in our country as well, because they control the majority of the medicines that are produced. And so medical supply chain is something that China controls. But something else, too, you were talking about the coal and the mining. Right. China's got some of the largest mining operations in the world happening on their shores. Bear in mind, there's nothing green about China. OK, there's nothing solar about China except what they produce and export to those of us that are, that are buying in wind turbines, buying in all these technologies. Sure. But the majority of China lives in absolute abject poverty, and they're the ones going in and working in the mines, and many of them are losing their lives in very unsafe conditions. And David, again, Pokem China Joe, not talking about that.
No, look, I mean, a good example is this mine in Norway, which contains probably the largest phosphate deposit. Phosphate's critical not only for batteries, but it's critical for food, because that's what fertilizer is made out of. So you can't feed the world without phosphate. So what happens here is China and green movements in Europe shut down, keep the mine from opening, all this demonstration, blah, blah, blah. And what happens is it's all based on a green argument. Oh, how horrible that we would have a mine in Norway. However, then the mine in China expands. Now, there they use slave labor, number one.
Mm-hmm.
So human rights is not going to be advanced. Two, I can guarantee you their mining standards and techniques are far, far below our environmental standards. So if you're really worried about the environment, you would make sure that China is not the one mining, and that instead we are. So this whole green push is actually self-defeating. It's anti-green, anti-human rights at the end of the day. And absolutely. China, of course, is encouraging all this. So, you know, we really have to get very serious about this now. China has opened up 36 new university programs for mining while we're shutting ours down, and all funding for mining studies or studies related to mining are defunded in America right now.
All right, we got to jump.
They're going to have mine.
Yeah. No, well, and let's not forget, I'm glad you brought up universities, because let's not forget, folks, if you have a student on a college campus that is being recruited by the Confucius Institute on that campus, you need to pull them. You need to pull them like yesterday, because part of the plan of the Confucius Institutes is to try to recruit bright young American minds. Minds, M-I-N-D-S, minds, in order to get engaged with them and join their communist movement. They want a people's revolution right here in the United States of America. David, thanks for being with us and bringing all of this to the forefront. There's so much more, folks, to understand. As Christians, we have to understand the evil that we are fighting. And not only does it take prayers, but it takes knowledge. My people perish for a lack.
They say clothes make the man, that appearance really counts. Well, if that's true, what are your friends and coworkers learning about you from your spiritual wardrobe, your attitudes, your actions, the things you say? Take an honest look at yourself by looking at the Bible's own portrait of a new life. Join John MacArthur this week on Grace to You.